Today, you told me that you were going to use me today. We were going to play my little slot, and that's what you said to me. That's what you said to me. And I said, yes, sir. And in that frame, you pointed down on the floor, and I immediately got into a position on my knees, legs spread wide. My hands behind my back. You told me to close my eyes, and I do so just like you ask. Oh, sir. You go, and I hear the slow sound of the drawer. I knew you were taking out those amazing implements of pleasure. Help me to go and crawl into the suspension rack. It is specially made just for us to play in there. You tell me to stand up, and I do so quickly. And I look behind me, and on the table, on the floor, was the beautiful bundles and bundles of red rope. You were to go and take one from the table, and you. And you unwind it from its form. And you tell me to put my hands behind my back. And I quickly do so as to obey your commands, sir. Yes, please. Sir. I grow excited knowing what's to come. I feel the rough scratch of the rope against me, the pressure as you wrap it around me, around my chest. And the smell, that distinct smell of jute, and a distinct feel. I close my eyes and just let go. Yes, sir. a hip harness and ulcer. You know exactly how to tie me. The ropes are snug against me. The jute and the scratchiness of it makes it known to every inch of my skin. Oh, right there, and there, and there. And I hear a small clang, and my heart races. I turn around and I see you folding a lark's head onto the suspension ring. Oh, I know what's coming next. I pray that's what it is. I pray that's what it is. I think it's coming next. And soon I learned that yes it is. Oh, I am to fly today. Oh, I'm gonna fly today. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. And the pressure tightens as you lift me into the air and rig me securely. I am this time. This is different today. You have me facing up instead of the usual down or side, and I wonder why. Very soon, I find out. I quickly find out. That is because when you said you wanted to use me, you actually meant it just like so. Oh, sir. You walk towards me and you spread my legs open. You tie them open. You adjust the ties so they're open. And my cock is so wet. By the time I'm up there, that feeling of ecstasy from being in the air. Oh, that slight, amazing dizziness. Yes, I know that so well, sir. And I thank you for doing this for me. I do not know. You inspect my cunt by rubbing a few fingers on my clit, running circles around, and of course, I respond to your touch. It's half pleasure. Oh. Two fingers into me, and I am so wet. You take out your fingers and you command me to clean them. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I will clean them. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, I will, as you commanded. I thought I knew what would be next, but I actually didn't. I suddenly hear a familiar clang. And rappers, and I see them. I cannot believe I'm getting such a treat today, sir. I don't know what I have done for you to be so generous. You have taken out these supplies. Yeah. You pick a spot at my breasts. And you have disinfecting wipes. And you rub them against my breast, stopping to pinch my nipples and giving them a twist. And I respond fussily, just like so. It is a scalpel. Oh. You really do want to use me today. Oh. You give me the look. The look, knowing that I look so excited. Yes. Oh. And you. Ah. Oh, make a light drag, not yet breaking my skin. Then you give me another look, that look, oh, that look, sir, yes, please. And another drag. And a line of red comes right out. Oh, and it drips. And it drips, blending into the red rope, coloring them further. Oh, God, I'm so wet. Oh, God, I'm so tired. Oh, yeah. There's but minimal pain, because in the air, and with blood running down my chest and towards my neck and the rope and down, I am beyond in ecstasy. No, not yet. I am not done. I must think about this to the end. Oh, my. Oh, sir. Oh. You can comment and you say these words. You call me. Oh, you're slut. I am your slut, sir. Yes, I am. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I am. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. As I blood slows, but still trickle a little bit. I didn't notice that you had your cock out. You had your cock out. And you look at me and I look at you and you said, beg for it, whore. Beg for it. Beg for my cock. And I just have to say, I was desperate by then. I didn't know that until then that I needed it. I needed your cock, sir. I needed to be fucked. And I begged and I begged and I said, please, sir, please fuck me. Please fuck me. Oh, please, please, please. Please. And I did. And I said please so many times. I was so desperate for your cock. And you said, and you did, you finally shoved your cock into me. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. Yes, thank you, sir, for fucking me. For putting your cock in me. Oh, yes. Yes, please, 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 please. Please. And I love your cock is so deep within me. I just wanna come so bad. You're fucking me and I am the air. There is no better place I could be. I could be. Oh, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh. You. You keep fucking your cock inside me. Oh, and then you smile and I wonder why. And you said to me, you're to come for me when I tell you so. And I can tell you are so desperate, aren't you, slut? Oh, yes, sir, I am so desperate for you to come. For me to come. For both of us to come. And you said those words, you're going to ask me to tell you to come, beg me. And I just said, please, 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 sir, please, please let me come. Please let me come. Please let me come. Please, please let me come. Oh, please, please, please. Please. And you said the worst, dirty, best words. No, you said, hold it, hold it for me. And I said, yes, sir, please let me come. I hold it for you. I'm holding it for you right now, sir. I'm holding it. Please let me come. He said. And he said, oh, you may come, slut, come for me, and I say, thank you, sir, thank you, Thank you.